T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mitchell Schwartz, the Chiefs offensive lineman, he's not cooking on Twitter, was appearing on the Rome Show, right?
Yeah.
Jim Rome Show. And shining on Kansas City. We love to hear this stuff, right? His brother, of course, played previous to him, Jeff Schwartz, here in Kansas City, and certainly helped him with the transition.
He told me, Coach Reed is awesome. That was one of the biggest reasons I came here was knowing what Coach had done in Philly and on the foundation he had laid in Kansas City and, the stability of the organization. And so my brother had told me about all that. And then he said on game day, to your point, the coolest thing you'll ever experience is, driving to the game. And from half a mile away, you'll see this kind of layer of smoke. And it's all the Arrowhead fans out there tailgating, cooking barbecue. And so you pull up into the stadium, and as a big guy who likes to cook, you get to smell that wood burning, you get to smell the barbecue walking into the stadium, and there's nothing like it. I mean, the fan support is, crazy. I mean, it's something that, we realized when, we had this run of success, just how huge Chiefs Kingdom was, and some of the shots from the parade. I mean, we had over 1 million people on a day that was, 32 or 34 degrees come out and cheer us on. So, the fans are awesome. Arrowhead. It's an amazing experience, and, games like that in particular, as you said, it's just something that you don't see elsewhere.
Whenever I hear Mitch talk about food, I'm always surprised he makes it into the stadium.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. You're a guy like that. How do you roll in there? Don't you just start going to tailgates and grabbing a burger or something?
He's, in full uniform, and he's kind of, walking like a zombie through the crowd, sniffing.
Maybe he wears a nose plug so he doesn't smell it or something.
It feels like he would have a hard time getting to his locker.
Yeah, it would be. I was thinking the exact same thing as I'm listening to him talk about that and discuss how, he smells the barbecue and everybody grilling and all that kind of stuff. And then I got to go in there and I got to play a game. And not just
he didn't
play
tell
a
me
game.
How hard that was,
yeah,
my brother.
But I got to match up against some of the best in the league. I got to play the best right tackle position in the NFL. I got to go out there and really focus and make sure that I'm, up for this thing. But meanwhile, I can smell like bacon, wrapped scallops or, barbecue
what?
Or tenderloin or whatever.
He could probably smell. He could probably just smell like that's bacon wrapped scallops somewhere
Lot D. Scallops is the first thing.
Smell shrimp. Yeah, Mitch could absolutely pinpoint exactly what's cooking and where it is and probably lead everybody to it.
Like the fat kid from Goonies that could smell ice cream?
Yeah.
I think the one thing that also jumped out to me from Schwartz is and I know he was here prior to Patrick Mahomes landing in Kansas City, but he said that one of the biggest reasons that he signed here was because of Andy Reid, and I know that we've started giving Pat Mahomes a ton of credit for being the reason that guys sign in Kansas City, but I think that Reid also deserves a big portion of that. I mean, this guy's been bringing in talent to Kansas City way before Mahomes got here. And I think that when you look at, I know last year we were doing how much credit do you give for Patrick Mahomes and how much credit do you give Andy Reid? It started to become a real, Tom and Bill argument, who needs who more, who does more for who. I think that right now when you look at the way that this team is progressing in the future, if we're talking about a dynasty here, I'm curious what you guys would think about this. I think that Andy Reid, honestly, would be the biggest reason for success in building a dynasty here in Kansas City. I mean, not only did he lay the foundation prior to Patrick Mahomes coming here, but he's going to be doing that for years to come. I think a lot of the ways, at least that I think about the future for Patrick Mahomes. It's all hinged on Andy Reid. Like, it's all hinged on him being with Andy Reid and continuing to do it because, you know, and I know it's only been a couple of years, but, like, I'm not doubting the skills of Patrick Mahomes, but I don't know what he looks like without Andy Reid at the helm. I don't know what he looks like without Andy Reid being the guy that's pulling the strings and kind of putting everything together for him. And likewise with Andy Reid, like, he needed Patrick Mahomes to get over that hump. So
yeah, you know what Andy Reid was without Patrick Mahomes, the guy who couldn't win.
He was also the guy that led Alex Smith to a career year and had him passing for 4,000 yards, things that, like, we never thought you would see from Alex Smith. So I do think, though, that when we talk about over the next decade or so, when you look at Andy Reid and the Chiefs and you look at Patrick Mahomes, I think Andy probably is a little more influential in building a dynasty here in Kansas City. And I know that you need the quarterback. I know you need that guy to be your A1 that's going to be able to put you over the top. But I think Andy Reid is right there in that same conversation. I mean, if you're anybody that's not playing on the offensive side of the ball, I think that you think more about more about Andy Reid than you do about Patrick Mahomes being under center.
Well, but I think we're also going to see the majority of Patrick Mahomes' career in Kansas City without Andy Reid. You know, I would expect, let's just say for number's sake, Patrick Mahomes is going to play probably about 15 years maybe. You'd like to get 15 years
hopefully.
Out of him, you know, hopefully. Andy Reid's probably going to coach 3 or 4 more years. So the majority of Patrick Mahomes' career is going to come without Andy Reid at the helm. So we'll definitely get a look at Patrick Mahomes without Andy Reid. But I've seen Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes, and I've seen Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's a better coach, player, and personnel director with Patrick Mahomes on their team than without Patrick
Mahomes.
What
Mitchell Schwartz also didn't say was, I played in Cleveland. I was just looking to play with a quarterback.
Yeah, I was looking to play anywhere.
A legit quarterback.
Right.
The coach was big. A legit quarterback is really big, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.